Worried about keeping up with your fave friends all summer? Or posting every perfectly pink sunset you see? Don't sweat the connect. You can have it made in the shade with 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month. Scroll the staycation pics, find your new go-to takeout spot, or catch some rays on video chat. Whatever you and the crew are into, all the data makes it all that much better. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket Core acquired on 4 lines. Data speed limited to 3 megabits per second. Cricket may slow data speeds when the network is busy. Additional fees, usage, and restrictions apply.
Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a life coach and organizational management consultant with Culture. Welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. This is episode 21, celebrating world happiness amongst the COVID-19 pandemic stress. This episode was recorded on World Happiness Day as part of Knoxville, Tennessee's participation in the World Happiness Festival. I hope you enjoy.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome to our presentation, COVID-19 Stress Amongst the International Day of Happiness. In 2012, the United Nations sanctioned March the 20th of every year to be the International Day of World Happiness. This year in 2020, we are in the middle of a pandemic. And so we're focused on how to maintain happiness, utilizing skills in resilience building to get us through this pandemic. This is a thought-provoking presentation challenging us to prioritize what matters most within one of the most challenging moments our generations have known. How we act upon the difficult decisions that face us in the upcoming weeks will define us for decades to come, if not more. Choosing a healthy, happy, resilient culture and how we think, speak, and interact with others is of imminent importance. What we say and do in this moment matters. We are going to be looking at some CDC guidelines, as well as the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. We will begin with what OSHA has to say about COVID-19. If you're like me, I'm on social media, and there is some information that is accurate and then other information that is not accurate. So we need to go to the source to know what are the facts. When we know what the facts are, then we can make actionable plans, and it's not based on myths. There are so many myths going around. COVID-19, coronavirus disease 2019, is a respiratory disease caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. It spread from China to many other countries around the world, including the United States. Depending on the international impacts, outbreak conditions, including those rising to the level of pandemic, can affect all aspects of daily life, including, and we're experiencing this now in the U.S., travel, trade, tourism, food supplies, and financial markets. So far, we have a run on the grocery stores here in the United States, and every day they are stocking and restocking. And so I'm hearing that people go in the morning and maybe 10 minutes later, the supplies are gone. I was so happy when a friend picked up some Clorox from Costco for us because she went first thing in the morning. And honestly, I was avoiding first thing in the morning to stand in those lines and with those crowds. And so she brought the big package from Costco, and we couldn't find any Lysol or any Clorox. So what I did is I went to Amazon, and of course it was price gouged on Amazon, and I couldn't find it anywhere online. So I went to Amazon and I ordered bottles, and I said, well, I can buy bleach and make my own spray and to disinfect. And so I had that solution. Well, so she actually brought the Clorox to us, and finally, Clorox went from saying two to a person to one to a person. And the pack had six. So, I mean, how many do you need? It's because we have been told our supply may be affected. However, I really am grateful that finally it's saying one per person per day, because now we can all have some Clorox and the necessities. And so we don't know what's going to happen with the supplies. And we've gone to a place that Maslow, in his hierarchy of needs, it's the bottom of the pyramid. And all of us are there. This is something that positive psychology talks about, is we need to focus on getting our needs met, because we are not going to actualize in society and find meaningful life and meaningful work without the basic needs being met. And so, a story from myself, the beginning of this year, I began a project, and it was a new project. And it's something that I have received coaching, and I've consulted, and I put everything into it, and I was very productive with it until I went on vacation. I went on vacation in February because it was a milestone birthday, and so I was gone for 10 full days, completely unplugged, came back, so I'm acclimating back to normal life. And that's when, we're talking the end of February, beginning of March, I found myself being challenged, and I couldn't get back into this project. And I was wondering, like, am I going to be able to get back to where I was before vacation? Now, what I didn't recognize, and I'm so grateful that I prepared for this presentation, is that I realized, oh, Maslow said when you're focused on getting the basic needs, you can't actualize. You can't work on those big projects. Your mind won't even go there because you're so focused on getting what you need. And so that was my quest, is, oh, like I did not have food in the house. I had one can of tuna. My refrigerator, even if I opened it now, doesn't have a lot of food because I was just relaxed about it. I mean, there's food at the grocery store. I go out to eat. I'm very social in that way. And so when we had the pandemic announced, and then the next day, the state of emergency in America, that's when I said, oh, I need to get some food in the house. And I started ordering what I could online, picking up what I could from the store. So my mind was on, what do I need? If I am shut in, if the supplies are limited, what do I really need to have? I never had a thermometer in my life. And we're going to read reasons to check our fever. So I check my fever every day because definitely I am respecting the distance between people, but I'm not going to go and be around certain loved ones if I have a fever. Definitely no way. And when I go around these loved ones, I'm keeping the distancing and we are disinfecting, because I'm out in society and I'm taking precautions. However, we're going to read that you can carry this and not have any symptoms. And how dangerous is that? And so there's been a call on social media from people saying, we want to be quarantined. We want you, government, to make us quarantine because people are not respecting this. There were videos over the weekend of parties happening. College students, the dorms and schools had closed, and they're partying, and they're just in close proximity. In downtown Nashville, they had scenes of the bars, and it was mainly tourists because Nashvillians wrote, "We don't go downtown. That's not where we hang out." And so it was the tourists that were having fun in the bars, and they were very close proximity. And so there was an outcry on social media, and I began to see some of the mayors, governors come in and begin closing the bars, closing the restaurants. And it's varied among states. It's varied among cities. And so then we had one leader cry out to the federal government, and he said, "It's being inconsistent, and we want to know, what do we do?" And so this one leader is asking the federal government to make a decision for all of us. Well, in America, you know, we all appreciate that we have freedom, that we can self-quarantine, that our mayor can make a decision, our governor of the state can make a decision, and so it is going to vary among states, just like in the EU, it varies among countries. And so this freedom is very nice to have if we would only all respect the precautions that we're being given. So that's what my mind has been focused on. And then the Knoxville Happiness Coalition, we had decided to be a host locally for the World Happiness Festival. The World Happiness Festival is in its third year. The organizers work closely with the United Nations on educating people on gross national happiness. What would our world be like if we focused on the well-being of citizens equal to the gross domestic product? So we are looking at profitability of our organizations, governments, and countries, not only based on the output and productivity and money, we are also looking for success measured by the well-being of citizens. Well, we're at a crisis point in our world, and we need to begin implementing the model of well-being for us to focus on that, because our commerce is being shut down. And that's the reason we are having this conference, is to talk about these difficult issues and what's the grounding that we're going to solve them. So if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, people need their basic needs met. When we are being told there is no work, when we are being laid off, when our hours are being cut, that is what we're focused on. How are we going to survive? How are we going to feed our families? How are we going to get supplies? And that's a crisis moment that society around the world is facing. I know someone tweeted from South Africa, and he said, "Our government cannot afford to feed the people. And so our government will not shut anything down, and people are just going to have to die." I mean, that was one person's opinion. And so our model that we're following is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We need to focus on the needs of the people. People matter. People make up organizations, communities, government. That's what our world is made out of. And we need to take care of people. There are certain companies that have come out and said, locally we have Dollywood here in East Tennessee. They have said they are closing, however, they are paying their employees. There are other companies that have come out and said, "For this amount of time, we're paying our employees." Now, we don't know what's going to happen because people are saying, "Until April, let's see." Because this is just a temporary solution. Just that act shows a lot of caring, and that will just carry over, regardless of what happens in April, that the company's made an effort to keep the employees taken care of during this time. To reduce, I'm reading from OSHA, to reduce the impact of COVID-19 outbreak conditions on businesses, workers, customers, and the public, it's important for all employers to plan now. And they recommend that we all have a risk management policy for a pandemic. So I'm just wondering how many businesses actually have this to say, we know what we're going to be putting in place. Last week, I was at a meeting of wellness professionals. There were some human resource professionals. I sat next to an HR professional. If I said the company, you would know the name. And I asked, are the headquarters for this company here local? And she said, yes. Now, I did not know that. And so I was asking about the structure of the employment and what the plan was going to be. And there was kind of a loss because these employees worked from commission. And that's a huge workforce that if there's no business, how do you handle that? And the company, they were trying to problem solve. How are we going to address this? What is going to happen? Within that meeting, the local health department gave us a presentation. And one of the members of the audience asked, what's going to happen to March Madness? And of course, the health department couldn't answer at that time. Within 24 hours of the meeting, the NBA had gone to no audience. They were still going to have the tournament. And then when one player tested positive, they shut it down. Unbelievable in the United States of America to shut down sports. That's just, that will get our attention how serious this is. And so you can go on the OSHA website. Really excellent information on what to look for, the symptoms of COVID-19. The virus that causes COVID-19 can cause illnesses ranging from mild to severe, and in some cases can be fatal. And again, we're reading this because we hear so much on social media. We just want to clarify what is documented by the officials. Some people infected with the virus have reported experiencing other non-respiratory symptoms. Other people referred to as asymptomatic cases have experienced no symptoms at all. It is to be noted in Italy, there's some graphs of people and age ranges that have this virus in Italy versus South Korea. It is to be noted that more people are being tested in South Korea, and it showed a significant amount of young people aged 20 to 29 with this. So in Italy also, they were not testing everyone. And something that we don't understand in America, and I understand from my background being raised by immigrant parents, all of the rest of our relatives were in Cyprus, and my brother and I were first generation, and we were growing up here in the United States, and our parents had immigrated. And so I remember when my paternal grandfather was dying. My dad, he paid to have my grandfather placed in a public, from a public hospital to a private hospital to keep my grandfather alive so my dad could plan the trip. He was a UT professor, so he needed to get time off, plan the trip, go to Cyprus, and spend some time before my grandfather died. And that was successful. He actually was able to see his father and spend a few days and watch him pass away peacefully. So I've understood there's cultural differences in how we handle the end of life. So here in the States, we put people on just respiratory and keep them alive even if they're in a coma. Even if the chances of coming out of that state are very low, it's up to that person to have their advance directive. It is up to the family. If they are power of attorney, there are legal situations that happen here. And so we can keep people alive for a very long time. In Cyprus, I can speak for it that no, they let them die naturally. And so in Italy, they had to pick and choose who is going to get care. And they focused more on the younger generation because those who are older, those who have the underlying conditions, they said, okay, they're going to die. And so they focused on the care for the young people. So our perspective that this doesn't affect young people is kind of skewed with that. Because what would have happened if the older people got the equal care as the younger people? And I'm not saying this to vilify the Italians because the resources are so limited. They had to make such difficult decisions. I cannot imagine the emotional toll that that is taking on the workers, because choosing life in a moment of crisis is very difficult. And so they've had to make those difficult decisions. So some people are asymptomatic, meaning we can carry it around and have no symptoms and pass it on to other people. According to the CDC, symptoms of COVID-19 may appear in as few as 2 days or as long as 14 days after exposure. How it spreads, mainly from person to person, between people who are in close contact with one another within about 6 feet, through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can land in the mouths or noses of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. I was at a luncheon last week, and this lady sat next to me, and she sneezed a few times, she coughed a few times, tried to cover it up, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, with this happening, should you even be here? And so we're so used to having a cough or sneezing. In East Tennessee right now, it is allergy season. And so people are going to be symptomatic in East Tennessee with a runny nose, with sneezing, sinuses congested. And how can you tell whether it's COVID-19 or it's allergies or if it's the flu? And we need to listen to the medical professionals, listen to our bodies. And fever is one of the signs that I have heard repeatedly. So watch the fever. People are thought to be most contagious when they are most symptomatic. Experiencing fever, cough, shortness of breath. Some spread may be possible before people show symptoms. There have been reports of this type of asymptomatic transmission with the new coronavirus, but this is also not thought to be the main way the virus spreads. So although the United States has implemented public health measures to limit the spread of the virus, it's likely that some person-to-person transmission will continue to occur. And then how is this going to affect the workplace? It already has. Absenteeism, workers could be absent because they're sick, caregivers of sick family members, caregivers of children, our schools are closing, at-risk people at home, such as immunocompromised family members, or are afraid to come to work because of fear of possible exposure. Does that not identify almost every worker, every human being? We all have a stressor that we're being affected by. Changes, this is how it's affecting businesses. Changes in patterns of commerce. Consumer demand for items related to infection prevention, respirators, is likely to increase significantly, while consumer interest in other goods may decline. Customers may change shopping patterns because of this pandemic. They may try to shop off peak hours. to reduce contact with other people, show increased interest in home delivery service, or prefer other options such as drive-through service to reduce person-to-person contact. I've already seen that Amazon has said to everyone there may be delays because those of us who have Prime, we get really fast shipping and they cannot keep up with our orders. Someone had told me that our local Walmart had 10,000 online orders in one day to go through. So I apologize to Walmart. I was trying to find the Lysol spray and their inventory said they had it. And so I ordered it several times from any local store nearby that I could drive to, and they kept canceling my orders because their inventory online was not accurate. So finally I gave up and said, I'm going to make my own spray with these bottles and Clorox bleach. So we are seeing the patterns. We did hear that even though there's such a concern that we don't have enough respirators, that we don't have enough hospitals or beds, that we've seen this happen in other countries. We saw China build the hospital, Italy not have enough room to care for everyone and having to make difficult life decisions for people who are ill because of that. So our military has assured us MASH-style units that they can build really quickly with a lot that they have stored. And so I truly believe that our military, there's a lot we don't know that they're prepared for. And so I think we're going to be okay, even though what we can see, they haven't had to build anything yet. So according to OSHA, businesses could experience interrupted supply and delivery. There's one online retailer. One night I was looking at what could I find as far as dry goods just to have in the house. Because remember, I had one can of tuna and I had bought some rice. And then I'm going to the store and I can't even find pasta to buy. And so I'm looking, what do they have? And I ordered a few things. They said, oh yeah, it'll be there in 2 days. We're giving you 2 days shipping. Thank you for shopping with us. Then all of a sudden their site shut down and they said, we're honoring your order. However, it could be up to 4 days. And so I haven't heard yet when the order is shipping. However, they're not taking any new orders because they said we're working with our suppliers to find and stock our inventory again. So shipments of items from geographical areas severely affected by COVID-19 may be delayed or canceled with or without notification. Now, there had been some articles weeks ago telling us that the production in China had been delayed because they were on lockdown, they were quarantined, they couldn't produce the goods that come from China, and the delayed reaction would be about 30 days. And so some supplies we would not have. And so even though in America we've been shopping, and every day it's being restocked, and we're shopping and it's being restocked, and everyone's saying there's plenty, there's no need to panic. And you're seeing people with carts filled with toilet paper. Like, how much toilet paper do you need? Well, that's why, because we had heard that whatever is produced in China was affected, even though now we're hearing that that is under control, even to the point where Apple closed all stores except for China because there's recovery happening there. So we're seeing that there's hope. So every business needs an infectious disease preparedness and response plan. And so there are high risk, medium risk, and low risk employees. And there are recommendations for each. There are cases where the healthcare workers are having to go into quarantine. The doctors that have cared for these patients, they get the illness and they are in the hospital and they're sick. So we have to take care of them. And I think that's why we've heard so much about the mask, that let the professionals have the mask to protect themselves from, because they're treating patients that have the disease that's very infectious and they need to be able to protect themselves. So what are some recommendations from the CDC as a response plan? Definitely, you know, review the human resource policies, explore whether you can establish policies and procedures. We're hearing a lot of people working from home, so flexible work sites, flexible work hours, staggered shifts. How can you, in your work environment, increase the physical distance among employees, between employees and others? So social distancing strategies is what the CDC has already published. Supervisors should encourage employees to telework instead of coming into the workplace until symptoms are completely resolved. And make sure that you have the information technology and infrastructure needed to support multiple employees who may be able to work from home. This is a little different. So providing that infrastructure also that's secured online. Identify the essential business functions, essential jobs or roles that are critical elements within your supply chains. So raw materials, suppliers, subcontractor services, products, logistics, required to maintain business operations. Plan for how your business will operate if there's increased absenteeism or these supply chains are interrupted. This is part of the risk management plan. And what happens if half your workforce is sick, symptomatic, told to quarantine, or caring for a loved one with those conditions? Set up authorities, triggers, and procedures for activating and terminating the company's infectious disease outbreak response plan. Altering the business operations, so possibly changing or closing operations in affected areas. Transferring business knowledge to key employees. Work closely with local health officials. So as much as possible, minimize exposure between employees and the public. And so we heard today that Chick-fil-A locally here in Knoxville, they are only letting people go through the drive-thru. And they are part of DoorDash. And DoorDash has actually sent correspondence saying that we can request contactless delivery. So those are some changes that are already happening because of these emergency response plans that the businesses are following. Establish a process to communicate information to employees and business partners on your infectious disease outbreak response plans and the latest COVID-19 information. Anticipate, this is so important, the communication and anticipating employee fear, anxiety, rumors, misinformation, and plan communications accordingly. If there is one thing that all of us can walk away with, what's the, you know, that's what they ask is when you speak, what's the one thing you want your audience to walk away with? This is it. Communicate and anticipate the fear because we are all afraid. And until that fear is addressed, we want our basic needs met and a sense of safety. And until we feel safe, we're not going to be productive or engaged in our work. And so definitely communicating the plan. And as things change rapidly, because they change every day, communicate updates to the plan and bring reassurance. Do it with authenticity and sincerity. And tell the truth, because people are going to know eventually if there were some things that they maybe were misperceiving, you know, because sometimes we don't want to say everything because we want to keep people calm. It's just better to lay it out and say, this is what we have for the plan, and we don't know all the steps yet, and we're going to communicate as we know. I mean, that kind of authenticity, people respect, people feel safe with, and that will work really the most effectively. Our local health department, and this has been about a week ago, they said, do not ask employees for sick notes. And they said, because the healthcare professionals are so overwhelmed, and you don't want to give that kind of responsibility, and probably your employee will be able to get a sick note. So you want to extend the sick time, and you want to offer it to anyone that is being quarantined, or you know, public officials are telling them to quarantine, or if they're symptomatic, you just want to offer that to them. So the CDC also talks about the schools being closed. A lot of the schools are being closed. There's homeschooling happening through online. So that's a big adjustment for parents, and the parents who have to work and now need flexibility for that reason alone. And so offering that and working with those employees who now have children at home, and offering that work from home telecommuting option for them, and they're not even sick. So we definitely are in a time of making difficult decisions. Every moment matters. People matter. We're all afraid. And the key is looking at fear. And what positive psychology teaches us is, within our control, what can we do? And then what is out of our control, let it go. Because if we focus too much on it, we're going to have worry and anxiety. It's going to affect our immune system. And it's really important for our immune system, for our mental health well-being, for us to take care of ourselves. And it is up to each and every one of us how we take care of ourselves. And remember the airplane, where we're told to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first, and then we can take care of others. That is critical right now. And whether you're leading a family, organization, a church, a government, take care of ourselves, and then we can take care of other people. Where we're missing it because of our anxiety and fear is we're hoarding for ourselves. To each his own. And we're not thinking of the community. We're not thinking of the people on fixed incomes that can only shop on certain days of the month and only buy a certain amount. And they're going and they're not finding what they need. Because I've been there where I go looking for things and the stores are being restocked, but then by the time I get there, everything's gone because people are going and hoarding. And a lot of people can't find things online because they don't have credit. They don't have credit cards. And so we need to think what is going to happen if this pattern continues. How many supplies, you know, how much demand can we put on the system? Think of our community and how we can help one another. Just like the friend of the family that brought us the Clorox wipes because we couldn't find them. What can we do today for other people? Because just one step to help that other person, one step of compassion towards the employee makes a big difference. And this is the time to do it because we are all afraid. And it's okay to be afraid because there's a lot of unknowns. So it's not some irrational fear or mental health disorder called anxiety. It's we don't know what's going to happen. We've never faced this in our generations, and there's unknown. And so how can we live for today, focus on today's needs, take care of what we can, let the rest go, and disconnect? Not watching the news constantly, not being on social media constantly, unplug and find a balance with that. Balance is really key. As leaders, communicate, communicate, communicate. Human beings need reassurance. We need constant reassurance in a time of uncertainty. So the one takeaway from this presentation, because we are all at the bottom of the pyramid of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, is communicate and be authentic and plan and then adjust the plan, plan again and adjust the plan, because this is change management on another level. And the culture of putting people first and people's needs first is so important right now. And that's where we are in our national and international moment of crisis. I thank you very much for joining us today.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a life coach and organizational management consultant on culture. You can reach me at theresilientpathway.com. My email is alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's alexia@theresilientpathway.com. Contact me today for life coaching. I can also provide a Zoom training for you and your staff. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.